proclamation number 8252 dated the August 26, 1962. Time concept of Earth's evolution. The evolution of Earth required an infinitely long time. Even if you humans want to set up a concept of time for this, you are unable to think that far back because it exceeds your intellectual capacity. Yet you should know that the apostasy of the beings I created took place during an equally long period of time, but that the concept of time is not applicable for this slow developmental stage of Earth because this concept only exists for the self-aware being in its stage of imperfection, since the concept of time no longer exists for the perfect being. This is why people will only ever be able to estimate the individual stages of the creation work, Eoth, but never even come close to the truth, unless they apply the concept of eternities. For the apostasy from me has taken eternities, and the same period of time will be needed to return the spirits which have deserted me. And if you humans now consider that you are close to joining me again completely, if you consider that these eternities are already behind you and that you can soon finish your ascending process of development and succeed in completely liberating yourselves from the form, if you consider that your apostasy from me happened eternities ago and that you can now lessen this immense original sin and become completely released from it with the help of Jesus Christ, then you would truly only be moved by the one thought of sincerely giving yourselves to the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and appeal to Him to grant you the strength to establish your final unification with your God and Father, whom you can now recognize in Jesus Christ, and for this reason entrust yourselves to Him in love and humility in order to cancel your past sin of arrogance and heartlessness. Your thinking will only ever move within limitations, and thus you cannot understand that an endless time has passed in which you were constrained by my will, which had removed you from my adversary's control so as to enable your higher development. And you cannot be granted the retrospect of this endlessly long path, because it would no longer be possible for you to continue your path across Earth in free will, since you would be driven by fear to live according to my will, and then you would never be able to become perfect, as this requires free will. However, if you know about your soul's process before its incarnation as a human being, your sense of responsibility will be stronger, and then the results of people's research will also be of value, who think they can prove that the evolution of Earth and its inhabitants took thousands of years, and which should make you wonder how long you have been on Earth already, albeit not as self-aware beings. Yet then you will also know that the whole of creation shelters spiritual beings on their upward process of development in order to once again become what they had been in the beginning, free, self-aware beings, able to be active in strength and light as they were intended to be when I created them through the strength of my love. It can only ever be believed, since evidence of it cannot be given. But even faith can become a conviction if the human being in his last stage on Earth tries to bring his nature into line with that of his God and Father, if he changes himself to love and thereby unites himself with me. For as soon as I can be present to him because I am love itself, he will also be able to believe with certainty and know that he only lives on Earth in order to complete his task after his infinitely long path. And he will wholeheartedly strive towards me and thus find unification with me, his Father of eternity, and be inconceivably happy. Amen.